This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. The public library in Key West just threw a farewell party for a guy who left town more than 150 years ago. William Hackley did not play a major role in Key West history. He didn't do anything remarkable while he lived on the island, except keep a daily diary that survived and wound up in the archives at Florida State University. A couple years ago, historian Tom Hambright started including the entries for 1855 in the column he writes for the Key West Citizen newspaper. And right away, Hackley was a hit.
Never expected that. In fact, we doubted whether we'd run it to start with. Wasn't sure anybody'd be interested.
Hackley eventually moved to Illinois, so after 2.5 years, the paper ran out of accounts of Hackley's walks and baths and dosing his children with medications. Jill Keeler said following his Key West life was like a soap opera.
Been trying to figure out some of the mysteries, like never did really, till the end, learn the names of his kids. You look forward to finding a new clue.
William Hackley was done with Key West in 1857, but Key West may not be done with Hackley. Starting this fall, Hambright plans to run diary excerpts from 1830, when Hackley was young and single. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.